not something that can be managed with a quick fix. It's a powerful emotion that requires time and patience. Humans need to fully welcome and feel their sadness before they can begin to heal. Only by embracing this emotion can one truly start to move forward. Chapter 2. Claire. The world around me blurred as I walked, each step heavy and unsteady. My legs felt like they were moving through water, sluggish and weak, as if the earth itself was pulling me down. The noise of the crowd faded into a distant hum, drowned out by the deafening roar of my own heartbeat pounding in my ears. I didn't even remember how I ended up standing here, my golf club still in hand, its weight suddenly unbearable. How did this happen? The question echoed over and over in my mind, but there was no answer. Only the sickening image of Tyler crumpling to the ground after the impact. I couldn't get it out of my head, the way his small body folded so quickly, so silently. I saw him running, but my swing was already in motion, too late to stop. Why didn't I see him sooner? Why didn't someone stop him? The memory of the medics lifting Tyler onto the stretcher flashed before my eyes, and a cold dread gripped my chest. Is he going to be okay? The thought was suffocating, the uncertainty unbearable. Someone said he was breathing, but it did nothing to ease the guilt gnawing at me, consuming every other thought. I did this. It's my fault. My hands trembled and I dropped the club. It clattered to the ground, but I barely noticed. Everything felt distant, as if I were watching someone else's nightmare unfold. My mind latched onto the image of my sister and her husband, their faces twisted in fear and pain as they ran to the ambulance. How can I face them? How can I live with this? The weight of what I'd done pressed down on me, crushing, and all I could think was, Jesus Christ, please, please let him be okay. I kept walking, not knowing where I was going, just trying to escape the unbearable reality of what had happened. But there was no escape, only the endless loop of guilt and fear playing in my mind, a relentless tide that pulled me under, drowning out everything else. Claire, directed Zane, go with your mom to the hospital. I will take care of your equipment. Zane grabs my hand and guides me to my mom's car. I get in the back seat. I sit motionless. Zane buckles my seatbelt. Zane shuts my door. My mom drives us away from the golf course. I notice my mom is crying. It's strange that I have not started crying yet. Something's not right. Chapter 3. Claire. I still couldn't wrap my head around how fast everything had changed. Just hours ago, I was standing on a podium with my team, the PGA National Championship trophy gleaming in my hands. We were all grinning ear to ear, taking turns lifting the trophy and shouting out our victory to the world. My mom, sister, and nephew Tyler were all there, their faces lit up with pride and happiness. Tyler, only 3 years old, had clapped his chubby hands together and jumped up and down as if he knew exactly what was going on. My sister, even with all our usual tension, had given me a genuine smile, and for a moment, everything felt perfect. But now, as I stood in the sterile, cold hospital hallway, the memory of that joyful day seemed